welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we go to Liberia, where the economy has taken a serious nosedive under the leadership of former soccer icon, now President George Weah, who came to power in January 2018. He was elected on promises to revive the nation's economy and improve living standards. However, since his election, prices of basic commodities such as rice, cooking oil, and sugar have more than doubled. The local currency has seen a drastic depreciation. You currently need 176 Liberian dollars just to buy a single U.S. dollar. And as Darlington Pork Butt reports from Monrovia, there is growing consternation over the government's ability to address the situation.
Businesses are scaling down their operations, with large companies like the Firestone Rubber Plantation Company in the country recently reducing staff to tighten their budgets on spending, at least to avoid a total collapse. Everyone in the country, including employees, are feeling the pinch of the economic decline and currency inflation. Francis Vanney is a 35-year-old used clothes seller sitting at his store wearing a short blue trousers and a white shirt. He explains his frustration during these tough economic times.
We are suffering. I'm a married man with two children. To even afford a couple rice per day is difficult. $500. You can't cook at all. A couple of rice now is around $40. You go and catch little dinner of oil, they tell you $100. Pepper sometimes three or four pieces for $25. So now it's difficult. $1 is equivalent to 178 LD. That's the exchange rate.
In the public space, such as on radio and television, and on various social media platforms, people everywhere across the country are venting their disappointment and concerns about the government's ability to salvage the situation. And there is nowhere else in Liberia where you could capture the views of ordinary Liberians about the situation better than marketplaces such as Waterside, a busy commercial center located downtown Monrovia, where I am currently visiting. 43-year-old Beatrice Hule works in a local restaurant, is a mother of nine children. Sitting at the back of the restaurant, wearing a colorful African dress, she says there must be an urgent reform to stabilize the economy so that families like hers can survive.
We're dying slowly. The U.S. rate up. Everything. We're not in U.S. economy, but everything we're buying in the economy, we're buying it in U.S. So we appeal to the government. We will not be running under the ring for the pay. We lay down on the to vote for them when they say that they forget about it. We're suffering. Then what they tell us will be, we foolish or what? I want to be suffering. Red at $50 for a corner. $2 for $100. How much you are paying the bank? How much you will buy with food? How much food you will put in the pie? You will eat. So we appeal to open we are. We tell us suffering. Let the U.S. rate come down.
Amid the situation, critics like Gadi Lomé are calling on President George Weah to hand the country to a capable hand if he is unable to solve the deepening social and economic woes of the country.
If they can't say anything about the U.S., then we'll really die in the country. If they know they're not able to handle the country, they'll leave the country. If they're not able to control the U.S., then they'll take it out of the country. They're affecting us. Nobody's saying anything. Now, not U.S. rate. Everybody get their own rate. If the government take no action, from now to next week, $5 U.S. will be $1,000.
Finance and Development Planning Minister Samuel Tue admits there are problems and suggests measures he believes will ensure economic stability.
The real solution to this is to produce U.S. dollar, meaning to export cocoa more, export commodities, and earn foreign exchange. The U.S. dollar that have left the economy cannot easily come back because a lot of it was not tied to our core economy. Commodity prices used to be here, iron ore, $180. It is now $65. That's a significant loss. Same thing with rubber. Rubber farmers are all struggling. But you see, we don't want to tie the economy to again saying when iron ore price come up, then we'll be happy. That's not the structure we want. The work that we have to do is to turn that so that the day iron ore price come up is a bonus. For that to happen, there is a lot of work. It can happen in 1 year. And the president made that decision a long time is we have to change the currency. If most of the money not in the bank, you can affect monetary policy. We all have a responsibility to bring money back in the bank.
But critics of the minister say the measures announced are far from the policy needed to revive the economy. Hassan Kiazulu is Liberia's former Comptroller General who doubles as a representative of Mosoradu County District 17. He outlines what he believes the government must do to revive the economy.
Those analyses are old age economic proselytes. If you're talking about export growth, you're encouraging people to go back to the soil. Government need to take the lead because our people actually been sustaining farmers and nothing has changed. You cannot say you're going to sell bond to individuals who don't have confidence in your banking sector. How do they invest their money? When you're talking about Ome drawdown, Ome have been out of this country for years now. You cannot bring those as an excuse. As I speak to you, Liberia economy is in the yellow. It's dangerous. Growth is stagnated. So direct foreign investment will just be of a challenge because no one wants to come and invest in a country where the return will be so low and that wasteful spending be flushed out of the budget. We need to extract those things and put it into capital formation project that will bring in economic return.
Amid the declining economy, political opponents of President Weah have announced a protest on June 7 to express disappointment and to demand a robust policy to reset the economy on a path of growth. But for now, it seems hardly unlikely that protests will go ahead. The government rejected a request by the group organizing it on grounds that they are not a legitimate organization in the country. For RFR, I'm Darlington Pogba reporting from Monrovia.